and you're nothing but good dreams. Come on. Oh, and I get to watch a picket ring. Oh, anything to help you on my team. Yeah. Oh, baby girl, I'll trade it all.
Fabulous. Diddy.
Well, Diddy just did my job there for me. Trade It All Part 2, because I was going to mention all the artists we are with. And then we also checked out Makadi, by the way, and Enyanya with number one Makadi. Oh, no. BET Award winning.
Come
Makadi.
On.
Thank you so
please.
Much.
Please. You must do the Limpopo people right.
How? Pharrell Williams with Happy. It's 9:17. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, one thing that we always do on Fresh Breakfast is celebrate our own, is celebrate that's exceptional individuals that are out there in the community, one way or another. Namibians that are doing amazing work. And one such gentleman is a visual artist, Dako Ngimbadulwa. There we go. Pardon me. And he's going to tell us his story right now. Thank you so much once again. Abudi Dako. Dako.
Good morning.
There we go. Good morning, Dako. How are you doing?
I'm awesome, man. Yourself?
That's the spirit.
I feel like it should be like a song. We have that Dako. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Every time that he says Dako, I'm just like, it sounds like something else I've heard before.
No. This is Dako. You know.
Dako.
But Dako means thank you.
Thank you.
In Nambalakat's voice.
Yes.
And all the letters are the same if you spend all the letters, you know.
Actually, it is.
You see there now.
All right. How are you doing today, Dako?
No, I can't complain, man. How are you guys?
I know, we're good, we're good. How's the weather that side? You're almost in a village.
I'm in Omusati region.
Omusati region. And you know, this is the thing, there are people that are from the north. Like, why don't you guys just tell us where you are?
Yeah,
like,
you're
always
true.
Like, no, it's Ohangwena region. I'm like, yeah, Oshana, dude, Oshana, where are you?
Like, where? Like, which village? You know,
in
extension
Omusati
one.
Region.
Well, I don't know the name of the village, but it's somewhere near Otapi.
Oh, near Otapi. Okay.
So check this out, Dako. You're a visual artist, my man. Just, you know, make us understand real quick. Where did it all start for you?
Yeah.
You know, with a visual artistry? Like, you know what I mean? Was it in high school, primary school? You could always draw Spider-Man, Superman, Hutesa, and then you just took it from there.
Yeah, I've always been drawing since I can remember. I've always just loved drawing. But it's not something that I ever had considered of making a career, or I wasn't even aware that one can have a career in the arts. So I went to university and I studied civil engineering.
Wow.
And I worked in the construction industry for about 10, 12 years before I started doing art full time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was completely by accident, because in like 2015, the country was hit by a recession and the construction industry was the first one.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So a lot of us were retrenched, some that were self-employed, there were no tenders and no things were dry. So yeah, I was just at home drawing and I started posting my stuff on Facebook and people started asking me how much. So yeah, that's basically how it all started. It was a complete accident.
Okay, from a civil engineer, wow, full-time to a visual artist. But what would you say has been the most rewarding part of what you do?
Man, I think it has brought me a lot of peace in my life, you know?
Because, I mean...
That's how
to go from civil engineering, my guy, construction, busy, and the money's there. You know,
yeah,
there's money there and everything.
And the security.
And the security. And, you know, and also must know, the ladies, they also love it most. Construction.
Yeah, no, there's really something about a man in construction.
And now here you come. Here you come with your pencil and your paintbrush and now all of a sudden, and maybe even dreadlocks. Now you're here painting.
No.
I know, it definitely sucked me in. Engineering is quite stressful also, but this one is very peaceful. I'm on my own. There's not a lot of moving parts, like as in the construction industry where, you know, you have to supervise like 50 people and there's a lot at stake, there's a lot of money at stake, the odds, the stakes are high, you know, so this one is just more peaceful, I guess.
Okay. But you know what? I want to know, we've seen you work on so many projects. Nay. There's a lot of projects that I know of, NSK knows of, but can you maybe tell us about projects and perhaps murals or projects that you've worked on around Namibia that we can recognize your work from? Like if we're driving to, I don't know, wherever, and we see a mural, we know that, oh, that's Ndako. Yo, this guy's really talented, man. What comes to mind?
One that I recently finished, I finished it last week, is one that was commissioned by the European Union. It's there by the new F&B building where the ice cream shop is, or the coffee shop.
Yeah,
so it was just something to do with the Namibian EU partnership. And heading towards the green future together. So that was the theme of the mural. So if you're in town or if you drive in Independence Avenue, you can check it out. And then the project Babylon in Okahanja Park, where we painted the informal houses. I think so far we've done about 24 houses, but it's an ongoing project. I'm constantly just looking for funding so we can keep it going. The aim is to paint at least 100 of the houses, you know.
In Babylon.
It's in Okahanja Park.
That's Mustopia's Anyeko.
Yes.
Yesterday, my guy. So, is it houses or ghettos, my man?
Ghettos.
Yeah. But you know what, partner? Also, there's something very interesting that he worked on. And this is in the name of, you know, us just hearing and listening to our men a little bit more. There's a project that you did that was like, I don't know, catered or, I don't know, like it was speaking to men and their mental health and their struggles and so forth. Why did you call that project again? I think I saw something like that on your Instagram.
Oh, yes. I was part of an exhibition called Creative Asylum.
Creative Asylum,
Yeah, where we were nine artists that had an exhibition. And yeah, my concept was basically based around, you know, mental health, particularly in men.
Yeah.
Because of the high suicide rate in men. Yeah, so I made a couple of artworks relating to that.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. You should check it out, hey? And partner, I don't know if you've seen, but there's this thing that he does, hey? With thread and nails. I don't know how.
Yeah, I've seen some pieces. That's
nails
all you,
and
my
string.
Man.
Yes.
Tell me real quick, the artwork for the man, the mental, your piece for, what is it, Artist Asylum. So you said Artist Asylum, right?
Creative Asylum.
Yeah, where is that? Is that at the, where is that available? Is that just like, is it at the National Gallery, or is it just one of those direct sales that we need to talk to?
It's a direct sale now because the exhibition is closed. So the artworks that I have left, some I have at home, others are, I forget the place's name, but it's an advertising agency in Southern Industrial. So they are displayed there.
Okay. Nana, thank you so much.
Of course, on my social media.
Your social media is what again? Just help us with your social media again.
Ndako_Mipandulwa. So that's Ndako_Mipandulwa, starting with NGH. Yeah.
And then it will take you there automatically, isn't it?
Then you can have a look at all those. Artwork,
all right,
right,
cool.
Fantastic.
When are you back in Windhoek? Are you working on a piece that side of it? What's happening? Finding inspiration?
No. It's actually my friend's wedding. It's wedding season out here, so I came.
Are we?
Hey, Hampus Walker.
Nice. All right, cool. Not a problem, man. I thought you were like in the, you know, village, the inspiration, and like, you know, pound the mahangu a little bit and
ground yourself a little bit.
Ground yourself a little bit, and here and 2 months later, here comes a masterpiece.
Yes.
I actually am working on some. So I am actually sitting in front of a mail and putting artwork as we speak.
Oh wow!
No way!
Yeah, I can't help it. I have to take my stuff wherever I go. So I'm that's the good thing with this offer, you know. I can work anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And not be confined to a site, a construction site.
With dust and
everything. It's crazy. Your story is crazy, bro. Like, you in the construction industry almost for a decade, and here you are. Wow. It just shows you. Yeah. It just shows you the power of arts. Ndako, thank you so much for your time, man. We wish you all the best going forward. The next time you go paint a house, let's just call it a home, please. You don't even need to say ghetto. When the next time you go paint a home in Babylon or Tobias Sanyeko or wherever, invite us, my guy. Let's go see what's happening there. I've been there a couple of times. Yeah. Shekwan needs she needs to put on her boots and then get ready for dust.
I'll get the boots for me. You guys can volunteer and assist with painting a little bit.
Yeah, no, why not, my man? You know, back in the day, I used to have some skills as well, you know what I mean? We used to draw Eminem and stuff back in the day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've got skills, Shekwan.
I can draw the sun. I can draw the sun, brah. And I can, and you know what, also in Dakone, you give me 10 points for the fact that I can color within the lines.
Sinji.
Yeah, exactly. So
you
can help.
Now, nah, thank you so much, Taco. Enjoy the waka say waker, and we'll talk when you're on your back boot.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, bye bye.
Cheers.
All right, ciao.